For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Just a couple of hours until a partial government shutdown takes place, Senator Tim Kaine says President Trump's attempt to shift blame to Democrats is ridiculous.
There's only one person in the United States who has continually had a gleam in his eye every time he's talked about the shutdown, and that's Donald J. Trump. He has been asking for this, tweeting about it, pleading for it, threatening it for his entire time in office.
A major storm that's delivering heavy rain, high winds, snow, and ice to the East Coast is causing headaches for those who are trying to fly. At LaGuardia Airport in New York, Ellie Dega has this advice to her fellow holiday travelers.
Still be nice to the ticket people and to everyone. We're all in this together. Keep up that spirit. Be kind, even though it's really difficult.
More than a third of all Americans, 112.5 million, are expected to travel this holiday season, according to AAA's predictions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
And my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Donald Trump signed sweeping new measures on criminal justice into law at the White House signing ceremony. The president says this has been a long time coming.
Criminal justice reform. Everybody said it couldn't be done. They said the conservatives won't approve it. They said the liberals won't approve it. They said nobody's going to approve it. Everybody's going to be against it. Everybody worked so hard on this. And I look at, you know, behind me, I said, this is a cross-section of everybody in our country.
Woodland Park Chief of Police Miles DeYoung says they've arrested Patrick Frazee, the fiancé of missing Colorado mother Kelsey Barrett, who they believe is no longer alive.
I can tell you, we understand you demand a full accounting of why this has happened, and nothing is more important to all of us than determining the circumstances surrounding Kelsey's murder and bringing Kelsey and her family justice.
Frazee has now been booked on murder charges in connection with Kelsey's death. The search for her body continues. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Senator Lindsey Graham, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, is calling for hearings on President Trump's plans to withdraw troops from Syria and possibly Afghanistan. Graham's call comes after the White House on Wednesday said that the U.S. is withdrawing all troops from Syria. Graham, in Afghanistan, warns the president that a premature troop withdrawal could lead to a second 9/11. Michigan State University has been stonewalling investigators tasked with getting to the bottom of the school's mishandling of sexual abuse carried out by Dr. Larry Nassar. That according to Special Prosecutor Bill Forsyth, who says MSU does not want the facts about how they handled Larry Nassar to be uncovered.
I think their biggest concern was the reputation of the university, and I think everything was geared toward trying to protect that. My opinion from the outside looking in was that they'd have been better off and would be out of now to just simply say, look, this is what happened. We're sorry it happened. We'll never let it happen again. Instead of taking a position, we can't and we won't tell you.
Forsyth's newly released report specifically accuses the school of drowning investigators in irrelevant documents. Forsyth, who was appointed by Michigan's Attorney General to investigate MSU's handling of Nassar, says his investigation is ongoing. Pope Francis vows that the Catholic Church will never again cover up cases of sex abuse by the clergy. In a Christmas speech to the Vatican bureaucracy, Francis demands that priests who have raped and molested children turn themselves in.
To those who abuse minors, I would say this. Convert and hand yourself over to human justice and prepare for divine justice.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.